This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everybody. This is Prophetic Tuesday, a day that I look forward to all week long, and I'm about to pray for some people. We're about to hear a word from the Lord. Remember that I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And so here we go. This is Prophetic Tuesday. I've got a bunch of names. To pray over. It's going to be a wonderful day. So let's get ready. Ready. Are you ready? Here we are broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas, on a rainy Tuesday morning in October.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Most of all. Well, I love to hear. I love to hear the voice of the Lord today, and that's what we're going to do. And if you're able to do so, use both hands. Just put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears this morning that I may hear. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. And put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, I'm ready to receive all that you have for me today. I believe during the next hour, we're going to hear the voice of the Lord, because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. Here I am in our studios in Austin, Texas, reminding you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs on bpnradio.com may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Alion Perchuk, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And here we are on a Tuesday morning on bpnradio.com. Next month, we celebrate our fourth anniversary. Our fourth anniversary of broadcasting on bpnradio.com. It all started with a word in the summer of 2014. Here's what the Holy Spirit said to me. Son, I want you to lead a prayer over the internet 24 hours a day. And when you receive a word from God, it only comes in parts. And you don't have to completely understand it, but you just know that's the Holy Spirit that's spoken to me, and I receive it. So I received the word. You hear something, and then you see something. I saw myself broadcasting on radio here, and then you begin to say something. I begin to say, I'm going to lead prayer over internet radio 24 hours a day. I didn't know how I would do that, but all things are possible. And remember, the prophecy takes us into a new dimension called the fourth dimension. It's a dimension of the impossible, dreams and visions. And when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, he may say something that it is impossible to do in the realm of the natural. But remember, in the realm of the supernatural, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So I believe today God's going to speak to us, bringing the realm of the impossible into the domain of the possible. So I heard something, and then I said something, and then I began to do something. So you must hear, you must see, you must say, and then you must act. Faith without works is dead, being alone. So I began to act. I began to buy some equipment. I began to make room for the baby, the birthing of the vision. And so now here on bpnradio.com Breakout Prayer Network, we have grown to over 1,400 churches that are participating in the Breakout Prayer Network, over 900 cities, and it's amazing what God is doing as a result of one man's obedience. So there's no telling what you might do in life or what you may be doing in life as a result of one man's obedience. By the obedience of Abraham, many have been birthed into the kingdom of God. By the obedience of Jesus, we've received salvation. I just believe that you are here on this earth to do something very special and very significant. So I'm going to talk to you today. I've got other people helping me in other places, but right now in my studio, it's just you and me. And so I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to pray. I've got a lot of names that have been turned in today and over the past several weeks. And so I'm just going to pray over some people. And whether I call your name or not, you got to believe I'm going to hear from God. And if I call someone's name and that is not your name I'm calling, you can say, well, I believe that is a word for me also. I receive the word. Now, it takes faith to receive a word. You can't receive it with your mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. You got to receive it with your spirit. That's why we're going to pray, and we're going to obey. We're going to hear the voice of the Lord. We're going to write it down. You don't receive it with your mind. You receive it with your spirit, but your spirit needs to bear witness to it. If you have a word and your spirit does not bear witness to it, you don't have to receive it, but you have to be very, very careful before you reject a word. I remember sitting in a restaurant with a prophet several years ago in Palm Beach County, Florida, and this guy was telling me all the different places that I was going to minister. And you know, I went away saying, "No, I'm having a hard time receiving that because I'm not making plans to continue to travel. I'm making plans to begin to minister on the radio." But the Holy Spirit, listen to me now, the Holy Spirit brought back to my remembrance just a few days ago that was a word from God, that I'm not traveling there physically, but I'm traveling there spiritually. Do you realize that there are nations of the world that are listening right now, whether it's live or it's being heard at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock today on bpnradio.com, or maybe on a podcast? But there are many nations of the world that are listening to what I'm saying right now, and those nations that he began to call out that I was going to minister into, I thought I was going to go to physically. That's why you cannot afford to interpret your own prophecy. If you start trying to interpret your own prophecy, you could miss it. You could miss it 1,000 miles. But now I know that I'm ministering in those places, even though I'm not getting on an airplane. I know that through this microphone, I'm ministering everywhere there's an internet connection, people can listen to me. I know I'm listening. I know people are listening to me in these different nations. I'm going into different nations of the world right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so sometimes we have limited vision because we have limited faith. Now I'm going to start calling people's names, but I want to talk to you a little bit. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and by the word of God, and hearing, and faith just comes by hearing. And some of you have limited faith because you have limited ability to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. And so you're trying to put restrictions on God. And so you get a prophecy and say, "Oh, no, I don't believe that word is for me." And so what you do is pick and choose. And some of you, I've been giving prophetic words, and you are picking and choosing what you want. And you're going from one prophetic voice to another, or from one prophet to another, and you're trying to pick and choose. You say, "No, I'll take that. No, I'll take that." Ladies and gentlemen, you better listen to me this morning. It's not about picking and choosing. It's about hearing the voice of the Lord and saying, I received that word. And there's some of you that need that you're saying, oh, I don't like that word. I trust that Prophet Dale Gentry, Pastor Dale, he'll give me another word, one that makes more sense. No. And if you're trying to be discreet with the Holy Ghost doesn't need your discretion. He needs to hear you. He needs to know that you're open to what he is saying. And so I'm praying for you today. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to touch your life. And but before I went on today, I heard the Holy Spirit say this word. You know, it's been flooding in the Austin area, many, many places in America, and we have these signs up in Austin, Texas, that says, turn around, don't drown. So I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, don't turn around. Don't turn around. Go into the waters of impossibility. Drown in his presence. Drown in his will, plan, and purpose. So I'm not talking to people today that's trying to make sense of what I'm saying in the realm of the natural. I'm not trying to speak to your physical being. I'm attempting to speak to your supernatural being. I've been a prophetic voice in America since 1985. Gene and I have traveled to cities and nations of the world. I've prophesied over thousands and thousands of people, people in government, people in the sports arena, people in the business arena, and people in cities and nations of the world, people in politics. I have prayed behind the vice presidential podium. And I've spoken words over the President of the United States. So I'm not trying to impress you today. I'm just trying to be obedient. And it makes no difference if three people are listening or 3,000 or 3 million. I don't care. I'm just speaking, and I'm trying to be consistent with what God has given me. You know, sometimes I don't feel like getting up and giving prophetic words, but I'm trying to be consistent. I'm trying to be faithful. And there's some of you people that are tired and weary of what you're doing because you don't see the results that you are having, or maybe it appears maybe that nobody is responding to you. And so you want to turn around, you quit. There's a lot of people that quit before their time comes. And so you're trying to turn around because you're looking at circumstances, you're looking at different situations, and you're just wanting to quit. Well, go ahead and quit if you want to, but I'm not going to quit. And if you quit, you may be missing the greatest blessing that you have ever known in your life. And I want to tell you, a man speaking from a tenure of 51 full year, I've been in ministry 51 years full time, Gene and I. And there's many times that we wanted to quit. And especially in 1985, when Gene and I went from a church that we were pastoring in Oklahoma City, went to a church in Rockwall, Texas called Church on the Rock. And we went through so many trials and difficulties. It was so difficult. Our finances were down to a place where we had to put our food with another couple to have a Sunday meal. And we were ready to quit. We were weeping and crying. We had an invitation to go back. And so we were ready to turn around. And we were afraid that we were going to drown in our circumstances. Some of you that are listening to my voice today, that's where you're at. You are about to turn around. You're about to quit what you're doing. And you're saying, well, there's a better way. There's a better road. But what's happening to you is you become discouraged and you become disappointed and you are in danger of losing the progress that you have made. I would not be here today speaking to you, speaking to cities and nations of the world behind this microphone on bpnradio.com that's being heard across America and around the world. I would not be here today if I had listened to the voice of discouragement. If I had turned around, I would have drowned in disappointment. You would not be listening to me today. I would have turned around and settled into my comfort zone. And I'm speaking to some people today that you are so discouraged, you are so despondent, I don't know where you are at, but God has provided opportunities for you, but you don't see it because you're so overwhelmed by disappointment and discouragement, and you are in danger of losing out on opportunities that have come your way. And I break that spirit of disappointment. I break that spirit of discouragement. I break that spirit of disenchantment. I break that spirit of believing the lies of the devil, believing the lies of the enemy. You have been distracted. Just there's a bunch of D words out there. The devil is a D word. And so you just start speaking those D words, devil, distraction, discouragement, disappointments, disenchantment, disassembling. What you're ready to disassemble what God has assembled in your life. And you say, well, I just think I'm going to do something else. Turn around and you're going to drown. Don't turn around. In the physical realm, that is good. But in the spiritual realm, it's completely opposite. Turn around, don't drown in the physical, but in the supernatural, it's don't turn around or you're going to drown. Huh? If you turn around, you're going to drown. But if you don't turn around, you're going to drown in His presence, His will, His plan, His purpose. So Gene and I were ready to quit. There have been several times I've wanted to quit. But in 1985, if I'd have gone back to the church where I was pastoring, back to my comfort zone, back to where I was having a good salary, and I was able to pay my bills at that time, able to feel, I wouldn't be speaking today. I would have missed thousands of opportunities that I've had since 1985. So I'm praying for you right now. Kiro shukutai. I break the spirit of disappointment. I break the spirit of disenchantment. I break the spirit of discouragement. Some of you about to drown, turn around and drown in your disappointments. It's not just about you. It is about you, but it's not just about you. And Gene and I have Gene and I moved out of new homes that we moved into, brand new homes. We have moved, we have kept going. You have got to keep going. You cannot afford to quit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kerabrieta rabasharabakura briatai. You've got to give what you have and be consistent about it. In Jesus' name, Gene and I spent 5 years in a place that we felt like was pretty desolated, but we just kept going. Gene and I in 1987 moved to Sacramento, California, a suburb of Sacramento, and we made a commitment to a group of pastors that were out of the ministry, that were kicked out of the ministry, dropped out of the ministry, and we said we're gonna spend a year with you guys. When I was there within 2 months, we were ready to leave. We were ready to move, but we had made a commitment, and the commitment is we're going to give what we have, and we're going to be consistent about it. There's something about being consistent and being faithful with your assignment that is so important, and so we stayed there. We did travel out during that year across America, but it was a difficult year. But yet, we found that we were able to help people get restored into ministry that year, and we reaped the benefits of many years. And so I'm gonna prophesy over you. I'm praying for you right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm just sitting here at my microphone, and I'm looking. I don't see you physically, but I see you spiritually. And I hear the cry of your heart. And you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. In Jesus' name. And I pray for you. And I pray for my friends that are running for political office. I have a friend in New Mexico. His name is Steve Pierce. He's running for governor of New Mexico, and there's a lot of warfare going on against Steve Pierce. I prophesied over him years ago about him going to Congress, and he did. In 3 days, things turned around. I'm telling you, God can turn things around in the next 3 days. It may be, you may be buried in your disappointment, discouragement. And on Sunday, I prophesied it. On Tuesday, he won the Republican nomination for Congress. And Vice President Dick Cheney came. He invited me to come and pray for Dick Cheney and for him. And I went there. Hallelujah. And God turned it around. And he served several years in Congress. Now he's running for governor of the state of New Mexico as a Republican nominee. I pray for Steve Pierce and other godly men and women that are running for political office. We're 21 days away from the midterm elections that will determine whether we have religious liberties. We'll determine a lot of things that are going to happen in the next 2 years in America. And we know that the liberals are pouring millions, billions of dollars into this, into these elections. We pray in Jesus' name, and I pray for all of you that are running for political office, and I pray for those of you that have not that are reluctant to vote. I encourage every one of you to vote in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, Father, we pray for this broadcast. We pray for Prophetic Tuesday here on bpnradio.com. And if you receive a word today, it could be a now word, could be a future word, could be a confirming word. It could be a new word you've never heard before. You have to receive it by faith. And if you don't want to receive it, don't receive it. But you may miss a major opportunity. And it may be something you're not even thinking about. It may be something you haven't even been praying about. It may be something brand new. So I'm going to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost to touch you, and to minister to you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Touch us today. Touch us today, Holy Ghost. We need your help right now, in Jesus' name. We need your help, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We trust you and believe you for it. I have a word for Ginger. Ginger C. from Skiatook, Oklahoma. Could be a now word, confirming word, new word. It could be a future word. But Ginger, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's the small things that have made you the great woman you are. Sometimes you want to pause and consider that maybe you have not done enough. Maybe the fear of not doing enough or being enough. Maybe you have not done major things or significant things. Maybe not in the eyes of man. But the eyes of the Lord, the Bible says, run to and fro throughout the whole earth. And he has acknowledged you, and he has recorded all of these small things in your sight that you consider small. But he's recorded them, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, in his book of remembrance, maybe that you thought were small and insignificant. But in the eyes of the Lord, they are major. So I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say over you, Ginger, enjoy the journey. And receive a special endorsement from Holy Spirit today because he has judged you faithful. Ginger, Skiatook, Oklahoma. I bless you. Now remember, when you receive a prophetic word, it's not a chapter, it's not a book, it's just one small word. But if you can receive it and write it down, God, I assure you, would enlarge that word. Judy G. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I hear Holy Spirit saying that you are a true worshiper, bringing many into the holy place with your song and your songs, a song that will attract his presence and his glory. Get ready for major encounters with the Holy Spirit. He's going to reveal Jesus to you in a way that you have never known before. I'm in the ministry today because I had some personal encounters with the Holy Spirit in 1966. That's a long time ago. But I'm telling you, and I've had some personal encounters with the Holy Spirit. I had an angelic visitation with an evangelist by the name of Tim Story. He and I were ministering together in Fort Worth, Texas in 1994. And we both had angelic visitations. An angel came and washed my feet. You say, well, that's a bunch of heresy. Well, you can believe what you want. But I know that we have ministering angels, and I have been ministered to by angels. He can do it any way he wants to. So I bless you right now, Judy. Aaron and Blessy B. from Pollock, Louisiana. Hear Holy Spirit saying there's a couple that you are a couple who have I've got it written down, so I'm going to read it just like I wrote it down this morning. I hear Holy Spirit saying there's a couple who've abandoned their post. They've abandoned their assignment. They've left a major vacancy that the two of y'all are going to step into, even though you may feel you are not qualified. But there's going to be plenty of on-the-job training for you, Aaron and Blessy. You're going to step into somebody's place. And you are going to get some on-the-job training. I bless you, Aaron, and bless you. These are days of obedience, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Joshua and Amber, another couple from Eunice, Louisiana. I see y'all playing a major role in the next awakening. And folks, we're going to have another spiritual awakening. And so you got to spend time in private with him and each other, for there will come a day that your ministry will go public. Thousands will come to know him through your evangelistic ministry. You know, God is raising up evangelists. And we here on BPNradio.com, we are now beginning to broadcast some major events and revival services live on BPNradio.com, including the Greenville Awakening that's now in its 26th week of having revival service under a tent in a little town called Chucky, Tennessee. We broadcast the services last Wednesday night. No, they're in their 27th week. Yeah, okay. Last Wednesday night, we broadcast live from the Tent Revival here on BPNradio.com, Chucky, Tennessee, called the Greenville Awakening. 130 people, many of them young people, were saved in one night. So God has raised up D.R. Harrison, evangelist D.R. Harrison, to lead that revival. And they're wanting Gene and I to come. We're going to go out to special events now, and you may see us in Chucky, Tennessee before that revival is over. So Josh and Amber M. from Eunice, Louisiana, mighty anointing upon the two of you. Tyron from London, England. I hear Holy Spirit saying he's putting you in the right place at the right time, so that your words will not be ignored but received, especially your message on the end times and coming of the Lord. So Tyron, there in London, I love England. I bless everyone's listening there, the United Kingdom. I bless you, Tyron. Dustin and Evelyn A. from Eunice, Louisiana. Wow. I hear Holy Spirit saying he's given you favor with millennials who have lost their way, teaching, mentoring this double-minded generation. I bless the two of y'all. Something must be happening in Eunice, Louisiana, the state of Louisiana. By the way, Gene and I are going to be ministering in Louisiana in November at Trinity Christian Center, where Dr. David and Yvonne Remedios have just moved, and their congregation has just moved into a new auditorium, beautiful auditorium, with seat hundreds of people. And one of our spiritual sons and daughters, David Remedios, is a surgeon, and both of them are mighty preachers. We're going to be there in Forest Hill, Louisiana, just outside of Alexandria, Louisiana. So I bless all of you Louisianians. I guess I pronounced that right. Renee W. from Goreville, Illinois. Decision time's coming. Right choices when you listen to right voices. Many are waiting in the wings to hear about your decision. You got to make a decision. You can't go both ways. You got to make a choice here. Lorraine D. from Surrey, England. I see you as a filmmaker and editor, taking homemade movies and turning them into feature films. Wow, it's a great word for you, Lorraine D. from Surrey, England. See, he's a filmmaker and editor, taking homemade movies and turning them into feature films. Oh, I bless you, Lorraine. Kathy S. D. from Florida. From Palm Beach County, Florida. Hear Holy Spirit saying that the passion inside of you will prevail, overcoming all odds, the odds called circumstances that are stacked against you. I think I was talking a little bit about that a few minutes ago. You will prevail. I'm telling you, those dreams that have been dashed on the rocks of disappointment will live again. Holy Spirit's going to breathe on these dry bones, and they will live again. Just get two faithful friends that will agree with you and stand with you. Remember that a threefold cord is not easily or quickly broken. Kathy S.D., I bless you there in Jesus' name. J.C. C. from Enid, Oklahoma. Hallelujah. You got to keep moving forward. You got to keep, there's something about momentum, and momentum is giving you a blessed advantage. If you stop, you're going to be at a disadvantage. Remember the Energizer Bunny Rabbit, huh? You just got to keep going and going and going, going and going and going. Hallelujah. Going and going and going. I've got to take a little break here and get me some hot tea, and I'll be right back. Everybody, you listen to VPNRadio.com, your 24-hour. I like this hot tea from Advocare. Provided by Ian and Allison Keeper. And you need to pray for Allison. She's been having some health challenges. And, Father, we just pray for Allison Keeper, our host for Prophetic Thursday. So, we pray for Allison. We bless Allison. And she's been having some health challenges. Pray for Allison. And don't forget, she'll be on at 10 a.m. Thursday morning, Prophetic Thursday, on bpnradio.com. 24-hour internet prayer station. Going to be right back.
I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Boy, I'd love to hear the voice of God. And I just want to give a shout out to those of you that are making contributions to Breakout Ministries, the Breakout Prayer Network. Do you know that it takes a lot of finances to do what you're doing, what we're doing, and of course you are doing? And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because I know you have a lot of choices where to make a contribution or sow some seed. If you've not sowed seed, or maybe not in a while, to Breakout Ministries, Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, would you please consider us? We have several full-time employees and some part-time employees. It just takes a lot of finances to do what we're doing. We really need your help. I don't talk a lot about money, but we really need your help this month and to do what we're doing. And so all you have to do to donate, $5 or $10, $25, $100, whatever you have, $1,000, whatever it may be, would you go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button? You can use your PayPal, your credit card, your debit card, or you can send a check to Breakout Ministries. Make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. You know, I took several weeks off during the summertime, and I really considered, God, do you want me to continue to do Prophetic Tuesday. There's other people that could step in. But I just knew that I need to keep going. I need to speak it. I need to keep speaking to you. And there's a lot of you that never turn your name in or your city and state, because you may be well known in ministry, or maybe you're a pastor, or maybe you are just reluctant to say, I don't want to put my name. I don't want my name called. Of course, we don't mention last names. But you're listening and you're receiving. And if I'm a blessing, if Dale and Gene Gentry and BPNRadio.com, if we're a blessing, why don't you let us know about it? We need to hear from you. You can message me by going to Dale W. Gentry Facebook page. You can message me, or you can send me an email at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. I'd love to hear from you. Just encouraging word, and say, just keep going, if you will. We all need to be encouraged, including Dale W. Gentry, Dale Gentry. So thank you. I bless those of you that are giving, those of you who are sowing into this ministry. I bless you right now. Ask God to bless you and touch you, and may he cause his face to shine upon you, and in Jesus' name. I want to say a thank you to my friend. I got lots of friends. I'm thankful for my friends. But Courtney Vandiver, who plays background music here on as well as Todd Mooring, background music on bpnradio.com. And Courtney is a symphony player. She plays for the Boston Symphony, for the Houston Symphony. She played for Billy Graham's last television special. I just want to thank you, Courtney. Courtney and her husband, Sabata, came to visit us a few weeks ago, and we prayed over them. And I just want to say thank you. She provides a lot of background music for us here. And I want to thank all of my friends that are listening. Boy, I'm telling you, friendship is so very, very important. And of course, Martin Smith, who sings the Prophet song. He's been doing that since 1990. And I want to thank Martin Smith. Sings the Prophet song. Thank you, Martin, my friend from England. And I want to thank those of you that are listening today here on BPNRadio.com. I have a word for you, Chris, and my friend Chris from Louisiana, Chris L. from Louisiana. I just, when I prayed over you today, I heard the voice of the Lord say Isaiah 51:1, remember the rock from which you were hewn, and that deep passion that was in your heart as a teenager to impact your generation. So one translation says, listen to me, all who hope for deliverance, who seek the Lord, consider the quarry from which you were mined, the rock from which you were cut. Yes, think about your ancestors, Abraham and Sarah and the others from whom you came, or remember from where you came, the gospel that was preached to you. And Chris, the encounters, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, the encounters that you have had, particularly with the Holy Spirit as a teenager, and what God put in your heart, you must release, you must declare that preaching anointing that that impacted you, and God has called you to impact your generation. And here's what I heard the Holy Spirit say, these things you should have done, and not to have left the other undone. It's not too late to pause and consider the path that you will walk on, the paths that you will run on. Chris, I want you to know I love you. Known you for a long time, and I bless you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Jonathan and Laura, T from France. I love the French people. I've ministered in France, there in Paris, and different places in France, and I love France, and I give a shout out to my friends there in France. One day I'm going to be preaching in French, and hallelujah! I know there's a lot of people that listen. We've got recent reports that our listening audience is greatest on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. That's when I lead Breakout Radio Church. Now I've got a lot of pastors that are members of Breakout Radio Church. But if you're not if you're not attending church somewhere, you don't have a pastor, maybe you work on Sunday, maybe you are confined to a nursing home, or maybe you're scheduled up on Sunday, you're not able, or whatever the circumstances might be, you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. Just go into bpnradio.com and you can find Breakout Radio Church as a membership link. And if you're attending a local church, I'm not trying to trying to become your pastor. If you already have a pastor, that's not what I'm all about. I don't need that. But if you don't have a church, you don't have a pastor, and you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, our number one listening audience right now is at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's when I preach. Last Sunday, I preached a special message to all of the wives, and the Sunday before to all the husbands. And we, Breakout Radio Church, is rebroadcast at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Every day, Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings. So, Jonathan and Laura, there is, you're coming to the peak of your, of what you have discerned, what has happened in your life, and you are now coming to the apex of your lives and ministry. And I just bless you. It's never been as good as it's been during this season of your life. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I bless you, Yinka O from Nigeria, Africa. God is opening the doors to many nations in your life. I bless you, Whitney M., from Savannah, Georgia. Hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Whitney, it's time to stand your ground. You can be the keeper of the middle, but that's not what's going to be fulfilling. And sometimes when we try to stand in the middle, try to compromise, or try to operate in our best in trying to appease both sides of the fence, it's not very well. It does not turn out very good. Hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Whitney, he's taking you through a season of elimination. Too many people surrounding you. It's confusing. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, lighten your ship for the journey. So I bless you there, Whitney. And Kayla E. from Enid, Oklahoma. The blessings of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with you. And sometimes you've learned to accept all of these difficult trials and times that are coming your way. But enough is enough, and God has not assigned you just to be one who becomes the doormat of other people's lives. It's time to move into that place of peace and happiness and laughter and fun. Sometimes we just need fun. Kayla, you need some fun. I just released that opportunity. And Robin D., you're in the midst of having opportunities to operate in the political realm. I see you making radio spots for politicians. Many people are hearing your voice on behalf of other politicians. So I bless you there, Robin D. in Chandler, Arizona. And Catherine E. in Mobile, Alabama. Oh, my. God has given you vocal cords to shout, to make your voice heard, a voice that's heard above the crowd. I bless you, Catherine. Mary J. P. from Indianapolis, Indiana. I believe that I hear the Lord saying that you are an historian, pointing to the wells that have been stopped up, wells of revival that have been stopped up, and you're going to begin to locate places where revival wells were dug, and then others came and filled in the well with doubt and unbelief or heresy. You're going to come and you're going to point where the wells of revival have been dug, and other people are going to come and redig the wells of revival in America. Hallelujah. So I bless you, Mary Jane. Mary Jane P. from Indianapolis, Indiana. Stacy H. from Clinton, Michigan. Arabrouta, you've been walking through dry places. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost is raining upon you now. Hallelujah. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Whoa. I've Teresa A. from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Teresa A. from Santa Fe. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, the place where you now dwell is too small for you. There's a place without borders that is calling your name and asking you to come. It's time for you to walk on water. It's your choice. It's time for you to walk on water. It's your choice. Hallelujah. 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 I want to remind you, all of you ladies, that Rhonda Kinzer is on every Friday on bpnradio.com. And she is she's a prayer voice, a bpnradio.com, one of my spiritual daughters. And her husband, Delvin Kinzer, he's our news director, and you'll hear him immediately after the program today. He is our award-winning news director, and his wife, Rhonda, is an incredible voice of the Lord, one of my prophetic daughters. She has a prophetic anointing. You can't miss her program every Friday morning, 10 o'clock. And she also does biblical counseling. And those of you ladies that are listening to my voice today, you don't have to walk through the storm by yourself. Rhonda is not only a Holy Ghost woman and a prophetic voice, but she is also she is a very trained counselor. And you can contact her by calling 620-482-6180. And she does biblical counseling. The first session is free. You must be a woman, 18 years or older, to obtain her services. And she says, Rhonda says, well, I'm a firm believer in the truth that prayer changes things. Sometimes people need more. They need someone to come alongside them during hard-to-handle and difficult seasons in their life. She says, for 20 years, I have partnered with Holy Spirit and the truth of God's Word to help women find His rest in the midst of life's storms. Some of you ladies are going through a stormy season, and Rhonda, she's been, I mean, when you listen to her, when you listen to her testimony, how that she was abused as a child and how she had an abortion as a teenager, and all the things that she has gone through, you know, by the depth of her disappointments and disenchantment, and by the depth of her love for Jesus, you can receive help. She's got a master's degree in counseling psychology, and I just fully endorse her. You need to contact Rhonda Kinzer if you need some help. And remember, it's very, very private, and you can trust her to keep whatever you say to her. And appointments, her appointments are donation-based. I mean, that's quite significant. 60-minute sessions every week, and the first one is free. Rhonda Kinzer. Just Google in her name, Rhonda Kinzer, and listen every Friday. Oh, Tiffany W., Tiffany, Gene, and I love you, and you're from, I have a word for you from Kingwood, Texas. I hear Holy Spirit saying, it's time that you trust me with all of your heart. There are twins struggling inside of you, two choices, and which will it be? And you will know when you trust him. You just say, God, I've got to give this to you. I can't handle it any longer. You know, sometimes you just have to give it up to God, and you have to trust him. You know, Proverbs chapter 3 is Gene Gentry's favorite verse. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil, and he will direct your paths. You know, Gene got this word in 1976 when we had just shortly moved into a new home, on a beautiful home, a new home in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. We loved it in Rush Springs. We'd been there for 6.5 years. It was a small town, and I knew just about everybody in that town of 1,200, 1,300 people. We loved those people. But the Holy Ghost told us to go to Oklahoma City. We responded to an invitation. It was hard. It was hard on our kids that were at that time 8 and 12 years old. It was hard on Gene and I. We cried many tears, but and we'd built a beautiful new home outside of town. And we stood in the living room of that home, and the Holy Ghost said, Gene, you trust me. If we had not left, if we had not gone to Oklahoma City and followed that direction, we would have not gone to Rockwall, Texas. We would have not gone to the world. And sometimes it only takes that one step of obedience. And some of you today are only one step away. You're just one step away. And you're reluctant to take that step because there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. And Gene had to be willing to make that commitment. I heard the voice of the Lord, and she heard the voice of the Lord. We confirmed it with our children. But we took that one step. And I'm just hearing the Holy Ghost say, that one step of obedience is going to take you to places you've never been, cause you to do things you've never done, say things you've never said, meet people you've never met, operate in gifts that you have never operated in before. And I just know that God is at work in your life. Hallelujah. God is at work in your life. I'm going to play a song for you because I believe that some of you are right on the precipice, that some of you are only one step away, and you're reluctant to take that step. And people that never take that step of obedience never, ever fulfill their will, plan, and purpose of God in their life. I'm going to play this song, but Casting Crowns, and then I'm going to be right back with you. Because I believe it's a word for somebody, one step away. You're on BPNradio.com, Prophetic Tuesday, Leo Gentry. It's a song for somebody.
What if you could go back and relive one day of your life all over again and unmake the mistake that left you a million miles away from the you you once knew? Now yesterday's shame keeps saying that you'll never get back on track. But what if I told you, you're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home. One step from arms wide open, his love has never let you go. You're not alone, you're one step away. It doesn't matter how far you've gone, mercy says you don't have to keep running down the road. You're on. Love's never met a lost cause. Your shame, lay it down. Leave your ghost in the past, cause you know that you can't go back. But you can turn around. You've never been more than one step away from surrender. One step away from coming home. Coming home. Now you one step away, lay down your old chains. Come now and take up your new name, your best life up ahead now. You one step away, lay down your old chains. Come now and take up your new name, your best life up ahead now. You one step away. Take up your new name.
Okay. There's new opportunities coming. Hallelujah. Your new name. Your new name, Rhonda. Your new name, Delvin. You know, sometimes God has to shut one door. He's got to shut a door before we will really listen to him. And there's some doors slamming in some of your faces right now. I'm talking about some people listening today on bpnradio.com. God shutting the door, slamming the door. And, this is a big day for somebody. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying he is at work in some people's lives. And you know what? We just have an extended window of opportunity in America. You know, we are divided a nation. A divided nation cannot stand. We've got to have revival. We've got to have more workers in the harvest field. There's some more people's got to be obedient to the voice of God. Just obey God. Obey God. Hallelujah. Obey God. That's what I'm hearing over you, Catherine, from Mobile, Alabama. It's harvest time in your life. Diligence has paid off. Here comes the autumn rain. And Tracy Q from Strange, Oklahoma. I grew up in Oklahoma, but I've never heard of Strange, Oklahoma. God must be doing some strange things today. He is, really, really, really. That's the only word for Tracy Q from Strange, Oklahoma. But God is doing some strange things, some things that you not discern. But some of you got to get around some people that's doing what is in your heart. And, you know, God really began to expand my prophetic anointing in 1985 when I moved to Rockwall around my friend Larry Lee and Dick Mills and some other people that God brought me in contact with that were doing what was in my heart to do. And your company that you're with, you can get yourself isolated. Now, I'm prophesying today. I hope you're hearing me. God, some of you have gotten yourself in a corner. The devil has backed you into a corner. You have become isolated. You feel all alone. And guess what? I know the Holy Ghost is with you, but you are really all alone because you are in a corner and you are not with people that are encouraging you. You've allowed yourself to be separated from people that need you, know you, love you, confirm you, affirm you. Kerondo suto ite rime, labrondo ri ishikuto, larando robo ute shikatari ite, larabo ute shikota robo ute sikatabe ite. Manda ribi ite eta brote kita robo usiki. Libri ishikoto ribu uta sikabatai. Hallelujah. 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 Remando ribi ite sutabrote. Labronde bi ite mandabaute. Aliona, I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, hallelujah, that it's not good for you to be alone, that he is providing a way for you to be around those that love you and affirm you and confirm you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Rhonda and Delvin, I believe that God is doing something significant in your lives today in Jesus' name. Nandrebria tarabasharabaku, labrondo uribi, manda uribiite. Brianna A. from Lake Worth, Florida. There is a key word I keep hearing, customs. That's the word. You are a gatekeeper for other people to come through the door. You approve people that come through the gate, through the door, through customs. I don't know if that's in a physical realm or a spiritual realm, but you're a person with a keen eye and listening ear. You provide space for others, a door of entrance. You're going to play a significant role in future days concerning who comes into this nation, your city, your people group, et cetera, et cetera. Hallelujah. Pat D. from Oklahoma City. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Pat, it's in your DNA. You must climb over every obstacle that has tried to rob you of your inheritance. You have much to say, but it seems no one is listening. Don't keep sowing in the same direction. Look under the hills from which comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord. And he's going to show you where to sow that your seed will not be always blown away. In Jesus' name. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is speaking to some people today. And James said you cannot afford to look in the mirror and see something and then turn away from what you are seeing. You can't do it. Hallelujah. I'm speaking over you, Mike, from Santa Barbara, California. You worked with a prophet, and the prophet has gone to heaven, but he has left a double portion of the Spirit. You pick up the mantle of Elijah. The double anointing is resting upon your life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I bless you, Mike, there from Santa Barbara, California. Pastor Bob from Kingfisher, Oklahoma. I love you, Bob, my prayer partner there. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Ghost asking you a question. Can he do it in one day? I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, in one day, you will minister to more people than you have ministered to in your lifetime. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying over you, Pastor Bob Schaefer, that in one day, whenever that is, in one day you'll minister to more people than you've ever ministered to before, and in one day more people will be set free, delivered, in one day that have been delivered in all of your lifetime. And the Bible said, can God do it in a day? Can he do it in one day? And my response is yes. If you can believe, if you can see it, you can have it. If you can believe, if you can see it, you can have it. In the name of Jesus. Kerando ribite labrondo. I feel the Holy Ghost now. Somebody better receive now. There is something going on now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it may sound strange if you've not heard people speak in tongues, but I'm telling you that God is at work now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Randribrieta rabasarabaku, rikuto ribiise, mandribrieta rabakatai. Glory to God. There are some Holy Ghost encounters that are taking place right now because you know who you are and you know what God is doing in you right now, and you must receive it right now. The power of the Holy Ghost working in you right now, right this moment. Rindo uribi iseto broute, mandarebria tarabasarabakatie. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Dale Gentry here on BPNRadio.com. A most unusual day here on Prophetic Tuesday. Thank you, Lord. I just release the anointing. The anointing. Just receive it right now. In Jesus' name, just receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, come on, receive it. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
let the Holy Ghost minister to you. Do it now, do it now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus,
we worship you, Lord.
Jesus,
hallelujah. 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 I hear the Holy Ghost saying, don't allow the little foxes to spoil your vines. No more distractions. Hallelujah. Just receive, receive, receive. Lay your hands on your head. Just say, Holy Ghost, and I receive your anointing. I receive all that you're doing in my life right now. Receive it now, 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 now. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost doing something. The Holy Ghost is doing something special in somebody listening to my voice right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I encourage you just to obey God. Don't be like James said, you look in the mirror and see something, and then you leave that place and you forget what you saw. Write it down, receive it. And whatever is happening in your heart right now, whatever God is doing, you hang on to that. Don't you let go. Don't you let go. There's something significant. Hallelujah. 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 Receive right now. Write something down. Write something down. Write something down now.
Christ the Son of God.
Cristo solo tu. La, 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 la. Cristo solo tu. Eres mi adoración. Se compara a ti, Cristo, tu amor me sostendrá, tu amor me sostendrá, tu amor me sostendrá, tu amor me sostendrá.
Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, I got to go. It's been great having you with me today. Hallelujah. 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 You know, you got to know that when you're finished. And so there's a lot of people, they don't know when to stop. And so today I'm supposed to stop and just tell you that God is working in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just spoke to a man that I gave a prophecy over from Santa Barbara, California. And he's going to be on with me next Tuesday. And I prophesied about the double portion. He worked with one of the most well-known, I'm going to not call his name right now, one of the most well-known prophets of our time who's gone to be with heaven, gone into heaven. I'm going to have Michael on with me next Tuesday. Thursday, Allison Keeber's on, 10 a.m. She'll be on Facebook Live as well. Oh, keep listening today. Today's a wonderful day. Delvin Kinzer next with the news, and Roy Beard's on 11:55. We have a special guest at noon. Something happening throughout the day on BPN Radio. I got to go. Thank you for listening to BPNRadio.com. And don't forget what you've seen today. Write it down and keep believing. I love you. I believe in you. If you want to preach on bpnradio.com, you can. We have some openings on Sundays. All you have to do is contact Rick Gentry on Sundays if you want to preach. And I believe in women preachers. I believe in women pastors. And we have some women preaching on Sunday. All you have to do is just contact Rick Gentry and contact Rick Gentry, and you can preach. Amen? And all you do, right, Rick Gentry, RickGentryBPNRadio.com. RickGentryBPNRadio.com@gmail.com. RickGentryBPNRadio@gmail.com. Hallelujah. These are wonderful days. Let's go for it. You can do it. You can make it. And you are looking good.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Healing water. That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus. He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command, with the court of high heaven watching over me. In the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature, demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. In his wonderful
I'm laying out all the pieces of my life. On the altar, I'm your sacrifice. Let your fire fall. I'm waiting. To do my father's will.
changed? Can a nation be saved? Can a nation be turned back to you? Should be turned back to you. We're on our knees. We're on our knees again. We're on our knees. We're on our knees again. We're on. Time.